This is a special report on Greg Milliken of M-Files, Vice President of Marketing. Hi, I'm Tom Gully, and you might know me from The Tom Gully Show. Or you could know me, if you're a Dave Letterman fan, as the recipient of the first David Letterman scholarship. If you're really into the Cartoon Network, I suppose you might know that I was the network's first editorial director. And those of you who are into secure data, like I am, might realize that I did a lot of the marketing over the last, I'd say, year and a half for the data provider, programming data, for AT&T U-verse across all platforms. So I know a little about secured data. How do you feel about secured data, Gartner PCC? I've read all your tweets. I can tell you people are into this. I can tell you guys are kind of skating on the thin ice of the future generation. You are the people that are pushing things like this forward, and I assume as an industry, you probably have come to a conclusion or two about the sacrosanct nature, or at least the watertight, if you will, nature of data, especially sensitive personal information. Well, let me ask you this. What if a company alleging to manage content and cloud storage had received a complaint about one of their employees, and the complainant said, under no circumstances, give this man my phone number. Don't do it. I don't want him having it. He's creepy. Now, most of us would realize that HR 101 says, probably not a good idea to give that number to the actual person they're complaining about within the company. Unfortunately, not at M-Files. And I want you to keep this in mind, because I know how you feel about data. And in just a few seconds, I'm going to play you the messages I left for M-Files. You'll be able to hear them. If you're a company that deals in data and you don't use it properly, the first second somebody who's not real bright on a lot of levels, and we'll be getting to that in a second their ego gets bruised a little bit, they run, snatch the number, and not only do they have it now, then they call the number. I call that a breach of data. I don't call it an operational breach of data. I call that an inexcusable breach of data. Now, what's more inexcusable is that I called this company three times and told them about this individual. I emailed them once through their company's own contact page. I have yet to receive a response. That's the reason for the podcasts. That's the reason for the tweets. This is just unacceptable, and I hope that most of you find it unacceptable too. From a business standpoint, if they'll do that with an average guy's data, what's going to come up that just makes them breach ours? Or do they just not care? It's something for you to think about. Even if you don't like me, even if you think I'm a jerk because you like Greg or you've known him or whatever else, that's out of bounds for a data company. Something a director of marketing probably should know. So there's the data issue. That's issue number one, okay? Forget the fact that I'm a person and that's just not done by companies that want to be taken seriously by anyone. That's just not done if somebody's protecting the brand. But we'll get on to that other stuff in a second. Why don't you listen to these phone calls?
Thank you for calling M-Files, the innovative document management solution used worldwide. Thank you for contacting M-Files. Please leave a brief message, including your name, company name, and phone number, and we will return your call as quickly as possible. We appreciate your interest in M-Files and look forward to speaking with you soon.
Hello, my name is Tom Gully. I host a talk show here in Dallas, Texas. I'm calling for a second time regarding some extremely inflammatory speech by a Greg Milliken who represents himself as the Vice President of Marketing for your company. I will call one more time later this afternoon, and if I am unable to contact you, I'll just go ahead and run a story and a broadcast about this and spread it around as much as I can. These worms are extremely inflammatory and reveal a complete lack of understanding of the current situation regarding Donald Sterling and how that reflects upon a person who is supporting, defending, and championing him while making derogatory remarks about the NAACP. I will also give you that one call, my phone, my email address. I will not give a company employing this man my phone number. Is Tom at the Tom Gulley Show. Gulley is spelled GULLEY.com. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for contacting M-Files. Please leave a brief message, including your name, company name, and phone number, and we will return your call as quickly as possible. We appreciate your interest in M-Files and look forward to speaking with you soon.
Hello, my name is Tom Gulley. This is my third and final call to the people at M-Files. I've also sent you an email via the contact form on your website. This concerns a Mr. Greg Milliken, who represents himself as a vice president of marketing at your company and whose thoughts and writings on Donald Sterling are deeply disturbing and probably not something your company will want reflected upon them, given the nature of them. As I have not received any response, I will be publishing his remarks. Thank you very much for your time. Congratulations on picking someone who is so skilled and gifted at marketing. Anybody with an ounce of intelligence in the marketing business would not be saying the things he's saying, and they certainly would not be saying them at this time. Enjoy your day. The Donald Sterling controversy. Should you be saying his words didn't harm anyone? Should you be saying that if he was out screaming on a street corner with a sign and handing out pamphlets, that would be bad? But since he was at home with his girlfriend, that's bullshit. And those are Mr. Greg's words. Greg Milliken's words. He typed it in an open forum on Facebook, and he was identifying himself as an employee, director of marketing of M-Files. Think about that for a moment. He calls me a little prick, identifying himself as the M-Files. I mean, you don't have to put your occupation or where you work on Facebook. There's no law that says you have to do it. He did. You wouldn't, by the way, be hearing my voice had M-Files just responded with your usual yank yank. Dear Mr. Gulley, thank you for bringing this matter to our attention. We are investigating it and will take appropriate steps and actions where deemed necessary. Thanks again for your interest. Done. Bing. I'm gone. They can't even do that. Professional company. Now, I can give him the number, but they can't do that. Okay, let's talk about this concept that Mr. Milliken has of passive racism. He actually conjected, well, he gave money to the NAACP. Isn't that action, a deed? Isn't that worth more than thinking or feeling something? Here's a news flash for Greg Milliken. Little life hint. I'm going to do you friendly here. I would normally charge you for this, but you need help so bad, this is pro bono. There is no such thing as passive racism, sir. Racism is hatred. And therefore, everything that you look at, everything that you do, every person that you interact with is clouded, filtered through the hatred. Now, you can say it's passive racism for him to think and feel these things. It's wrong. You can say it. It's wrong. But let's look at the evidence. If you'd like me to start checkboxing Mr. Sterling's actions in the world, like the $8 million he had to pay for the U.S. Justice Department's suit against him for housing discrimination, where he had quoted, "Blacks smell and attract vermin. Hispanics smoke, drink, and hang around the building." I could go on. He does not draw the distinction between either passive hatred and what this man has done, Donald Sterling, out in the world. And he also doesn't get it that the NBA is losing money because the public has voted here. And they're scared that people will boycott the games. He doesn't get the connection between the racism and them protecting their money. And you can go to thetomgullyshow.com, go to the article about him, and you'll see. Well, if it's about money, good for the NBA, but I don't think that's what this is about. So if it's about racism, he shouldn't be in trouble. If it's about money, oh yeah, kick him out, kick him out. This guy just shows over and over again, he doesn't get it. Passive racism. He calls it PC crap. That this horrifying racist billionaire is unpopular. He's grousing about the way this just absolutely virulent, evil man has been dismissed. Another thing, the chicken nuggets. This is a constant pattern of Greg's just, he's above everybody. Oh, let me get this phone number I'm not supposed to have and actually call the guy. And then this chicken nuggets thing. It's absolutely, why would someone post this? Especially somebody that's a director of marketing. This whole diatribe about how he's drunk, in line, and he needs his chicken nuggets. It's on his Facebook page, I think, even right now. He's drunk, and he needs his nuggies. That's his word, nuggies. And he starts conjecting that the server's not going fast enough, and it's pissing him off, his words. And he starts thinking about, should I beat them? Have you noticed a pattern toward minorities, toward, you know, somebody working behind the counter at a fast food restaurant? Somebody he didn't like gets a number, calls. And by the way, that phone call, who mama told him very first thing, you're being recorded. I don't care. So you don't care that we're going to talk about the things that you've written. My words speak for themselves. I could go on and on, but you shouldn't have called. I think we're going to save that little thing for after he speaks tomorrow. Then we'll have another podcast out where you'll get to hear that. Okay? So he'll get done speaking, and then I'll have our recorded conversation there for you. Genius. And the last thing is really just the issue of marketing. The man's out of his league. You heard a little of what I've done in the past, and I've worked for some pretty giant ad agencies, you know, up at the top of the creative food chain. And I got to tell you, this guy doesn't know anything about marketing. He's not protecting the brand. He's not aware that everything he says online and social media, if he's identifying himself as a member of the company, can reflect back upon him. And then the other things he's been doing, when I told him, oh, I guess you wouldn't mind if I call your company. Whatever, do what you want. You wouldn't mind if I fire up a podcast and if I take your screenshotted comments and put them on Facebook and start sending them to the NAACP. You know what he says? Again, protecting the brand. Give it your best. You're powerless. Well, if you're listening to me, I guess I'm not powerless. I mean, we can get that right off the table. But here's a little another freebie for you, Greg. Three rules to social marketing that you should know. And you should run this through that brain of yours. Number one, does this need to be said? Well, in the case of Donald Sterling apologists, I don't think so, but that's number one. Number two, does this need to be said by me? Now, if you had taken your title and your company off your Facebook page, I think you probably could have said anything you wanted, but you didn't because you don't understand marketing. So does this need to be said by me? Clearly, no. And then the third thing, does this need to be said by me now? You wait 2 weeks, you wait a month. Yeah, you can get away with that amazingly deluded notion that there is such a thing as passive racism. People like me want to like get rid of racism in any form, in any shape. Hey, we'll probably never be able to do it, but we can try. You're going to side always with the guy that, will slap his wrist. He shouldn't have been recorded, for crying out loud. He's not being prosecuted. He's being tried in the court of public opinion. He's been found guilty and sentenced to get away from us. And yet you rush in and want to champion this guy. And he's a victim. And what a bunch of PC crap and insanity. So when you see this man and when you hear this man, please remember he works for a company that didn't respond to my initial, you know, hey, something wrong here. Please remember that he then went and got my sensitive personal phone information, although the company had been told on well than more than one occasion, do not give it out to this man. He's a creep. And then he decides, let me call it. And then he throws it on with do your best, you little prick, and all this other stuff. You're not dealing with the person of integrity here. And at the very least, you're not dealing with somebody that cares one tinkered's cuss about his fellow man of different colors. He has never put himself in their shoes. If he had, he would know no such thing as passive racism. If racism exists, it will be embodied in the three-dimensional world sooner or later, or if in fact, all the time. Sorry to have bothered you people, but I think you're really going to love tomorrow's podcast where you're going to get to hear his voice actually telling you, my words speak for themselves. Just go to thetomgullyshow.com, go to the Greg Milliken, Donald Sterling apologist article. You will see, just scroll down the page a little bit because it takes a little while to set it up. Scroll down the page. You will see all the quotes. And if somebody ever requires me to, I will post them, the actual screenshots. I've got them. That's another thing. I ask him to look into my background. This isn't the first time that I've screenshotted a bunch of some really sick person's vomit, you know, on the internet and kept it and then published it. I do it all the time. And I kind of told him that. And he's like, oh, you must think you're a Hollywood star. Don't you know who I am? And I'm like, I'm not really doing that. I'm doing, you don't know who you're talking to. You might want to use a little brains. And that's another thing about marketing. It was been so easy for him to say, things have gotten heated and I'm heartily sorry and blah, blah, blah. But he busts out, you little prick, give it your best. You're powerless. Does this sound like a guy you want in your foxhole? Data security specialists, people of integrity, people of color, people that believe in zero tolerance for racism, or people that believe heartily in equality. I'll leave you to think about that. You guys have a nice conference. I will probably be seeing you on Twitter. And have a great day.